Before you buy a smart garage door opener, check what still works without the app. A smart garage door opener sounds simple. Open the app, check whether the door is closed, let in a family member, or close the garage from work. The part people often miss is that the smart layer is not just the motor on the ceiling. It can include Wi-Fi, a phone app, a cloud account, a door position sensor, notification services, third-party integrations, and sometimes a paid video plan. This guide applies to smart garage door openers and retrofit smart garage controllers. Since both can depend on apps, cloud services, Wi-Fi, sensors, and account access, that does not make smart garage control a bad idea. It does mean you should know what still works when the app is down, your router changes, the door sensor fails, or the manufacturer changes the service. The bottom line, do not buy a smart garage door opener or controller unless the household has a non-app way to get in and out. During a MyQ app outage, Chamberlain's support guidance points owners to alternatives such as a keypad, manual operation, remote control, or wall control. That is the right way to think about the purchase. The app should be a convenience layer, not the only practical way to operate the garage door. The best fit is a setup where the wall button, remotes, keypad, manual release, and household access plan still make sense without the app. The worst fit is a home where everyone depends on phone access, guest access, alerts, auto-close rules, or vehicle integration without understanding what happens during Wi-Fi problems, cloud outages, sensor faults, account issues, or plan changes. The risk. The garage door may still move, but the smart features may not. A smart garage opener can usually be operated locally if the basic opener, wall control, keypad, remotes, and door hardware are working. The catch is that many smart features, remote status, app alerts, guest access, schedules, vehicle control, video or delivery integrations may depend on the manufacturer's app and cloud service. Chamberlain's MyQ terms describe the MyQ system as a remote activation and status monitoring service for connected garage doors and other devices. The terms also say users are responsible for providing internet connectivity and electric power, and that the system may not be available when internet, wireless, or mobile connections are not working properly. The plain English takeaway is simple. The physical opener and the connected service are related, but not the same thing. Wi-Fi in the garage is often the weak link. Garages are not always friendly places for Wi-Fi. The router may be at the other end of the house. The signal may pass through exterior walls, and a detached garage may be even harder to cover. Some smart garage systems also have specific Wi-Fi requirements that can surprise people after they bring the device home. MyQ says its Wi-Fi devices need a 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi network and are not compatible with 5 GHz only routers. Genie's Aladdin Connect compatibility page similarly lists 802.11 BGN, 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi with WPA2 or WPA security, and says weak signal may require moving the router or using a compatible extender. This is not just a setup nuisance. If the garage has marginal signal, the app can become unreliable even when the opener itself is mechanically fine. Do not assume that my phone gets one bar in the garage is enough. The smart controller may be mounted near the opener, near metal hardware, or farther from the router than the phone test suggests. If the garage is detached, has a metal door, or uses a mesh network that blends 2.4 GHz and 5 GHz bands under one name, setup and reliability deserve extra attention. Door sensors add another failure point. Many retrofit smart garage controllers need a separate way to confirm whether the door is open or closed. That often means a separate door position sensor. If the sensor battery dies, the sensor is knocked loose, the signal is obstructed, or the app cannot trust the door state. The smart system may stop remote operation or show incorrect status. Overhead Doors OHD Anywhere FAQ gives a useful example of how these systems behave. It explains that the door position sensor reports the door's position, that a dead sensor battery can prevent the sensor from communicating, and that if door status is unknown, the door will not be able to open or close from the system because the position is not known. It also says the app cannot override the operator's safety features. In practice, this is the difference between the opener is broken and the smart system cannot verify the door position. A door position sensor is a small part, but it can determine whether remote control and status reporting work as expected. Safety rules can create lockouts that feel like app failure. A garage door is a moving barrier, not just another smart home gadget. Unattended closing is treated differently because the person tapping the app may not be standing in the garage. U.S. safety standards for automatic residential garage door operators include requirements for unattended operation, including audible and visual alarms, entrapment protection, and suspension of unattended operation after repeated failed close attempts. This can be frustrating if the app refuses to close the door, but it is not automatically a defect. OHD Anywhere's FAQ describes a UL lockout after two failed remote close commands and says local operation from a wall console or remote is needed to clear the message. The same FAQ gives examples such as an obstruction, a blocked safety beam, or a door frozen to the ground. The point is not to look for ways around the warning. It is to buy and use the product with the expectation that some problems require someone at the garage. If a household needs remote closing to work every time without local checking, a smart opener may not fit that expectation. Video and advanced alerts may cost extra. A smart garage opener and a smart garage camera are not the same purchase. Some products include camera features, depending on the model or accessory, but recorded video history may require a separate plan. MyQ's video storage page says MyQ products include features such as access notifications, motion notifications, and live stream without a plan, but it also says no video is recorded without a MyQ video monitoring plan. This matters because many people imagine the garage app as a lightweight security camera. Without a paid plan, the experience may be closer to live viewing and notifications than saved evidence. If video history, smart detection, package alerts, or searchable clips are part of the reason you are buying, confirm whether those features are offered on that model and whether they require a paid plan. App support, phone support, and integrations can change. Smart garage access depends on software that can change during ownership. Chamberlain's MyQ terms reserve the right to modify or discontinue the MyQ system, and they also say Chamberlain may decline to communicate with, or stop communicating with, third-party services or devices. That is an official policy statement, not a prediction about any specific product. This is especially important for people who want the garage door to work with a voice assistant, car screen, home automation platform, delivery service, or rental property workflow. Supported integrations and app requirements should be checked on the manufacturer's current compatibility pages, not assumed from old reviews, screenshots, app listings, or forum posts. If the app is the only official control path you are comfortable using, the long-term service policy matters as much as the motor warranty. The app creates access logs and household data. A smart garage opener can reveal more than whether a door is open. It can show when people leave, when they return, which users operate the door, and whether the garage was left open. Chamberlain Group's privacy notice says it collects details of actions that users or authorized users initiate through its apps, including logs of when a garage door is opened or closed through the services, and that this data may be available to other authorized users depending on permissions. That can be useful for parents, caregivers, landlords, or shared households. It can also create tension if users do not realize their garage activity may be visible to the account owner or other authorized users. Before adding teenagers, house sitters, contractors, guests, renters, or neighbors as app users, check what access they receive and what activity they can see. Red flags, when to walk away. The seller cannot explain how the garage door opens if the app, cloud service, router, or phone is unavailable. The household would have no working keypad, remote, wall control, or practical manual access plan. The garage has weak Wi-Fi, and the product requires 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi. But you cannot test or improve signal at the opener location. Your existing opener is old, non-standard, missing modern safety sensors, or not clearly supported by the smart controller's compatibility page. The product relies on a door position sensor, but replacement batteries, sensors, or pairing instructions are hard to find. You want saved video, smart detection, or searchable clips? But those features require a plan you are not willing to keep paying for. You are buying used and cannot confirm that the device can be removed from the previous owner's account and added to yours. You need a specific smart home, voice assistant, vehicle, or delivery integration. But the manufacturer's current compatibility list does not show it. The garage door has mechanical problems, damaged hardware, unreliable safety sensors, or closing errors that the app will not solve. The product marketing focuses on convenience but gives little detail on offline operation, app support, privacy, parts, or warranty coverage. Pre-purchase checklist. Confirm what opens the door without the app. Wall control, remote, keypad, physical key, manual release, or another household plan. Check the manufacturer's current compatibility page for your opener model, door type, and safety beam requirements. Test Wi-Fi signal at the actual opener or controller location, not just inside the house. Confirm whether the product requires 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi and whether your router can provide it reliably. Look up the app's current phone operating system requirements before buying, especially if someone in the household uses an older phone. Check whether guest access, shared users, schedules, auto-close rules, and notifications are free or plan-based. If the product has a camera, verify what works without a video plan and what requires payment. Read the privacy notice for access logs, shared user visibility, device data, and deletion options. Confirm whether the device can be factory reset and transferred if you are buying used. Keep the opener model number, serial number, receipt, installation documents, and support links in one place. Do not treat the app as a fix for a door that already sticks, reverses unexpectedly, has sensor errors, or needs mechanical service. Use manufacturer instructions and qualified service help for installation, adjustment, spring, cable, track, or balance issues.